today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Monday, August 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I was on the line with another potential sponsor. Greatly appreciate that conversation. We will definitely talk after the show. Couple of text messages. Robert, I don't know what you're talking about. Pastor Chatfield isn't running for anything. Let's see. Brett Gooding. Brett Gooding running for Emmett County Commissioner. Four townships. Well, the election was held, and he won by one vote. Now his opponent is asking for a recount, or maybe a recount is automatically triggered. I'm not sure. But he texted into the show during the break. Go, Vicky, go. Great response in her response to the editor. Anita down in Florida. Yahoo! With a bunch of O's. Vicky. Great response letter. This is the response. I'm going to title it probably by Vicky, knowing her. Response number one. I'm sure there's going to be a response if John Tarrant decides to run Vicky's letter to the editor in the Antrim Review. I'm sure there's going to be a response from the clerk. I'm sure John Tarrant himself may respond. You want to have a debate, John? Then you need to make sure that when you say something in your newspaper, Vicky has an opportunity to respond to it. Now, there's certain things in this response that may trigger Cheryl Guy, because when she was at an Antrim County Republican Party meeting where the candidates were invited to come and speak, Cheryl Guy made dang sure she attended that one Republican meeting. Hasn't attended any meetings ever, or at least in a long time. She may have come to one or two back in the day, but she's never paid dues. She's never been a dues-paying member of the Republican Party, even though she runs as a Republican. But she made dang sure she was there. And when Vicky got up to speak, read her statement, well, guess what? Cheryl Guy immediately jumped up turned her back on Vicky and spoke directly to the audience. She can't do any of this. She doesn't have the authority. Vicky kind of looked over Cheryl's shoulder and said, excuse me, can you give me the statute, the MCL, the Michigan compiled law that says I can't do what I'm saying I'm going to do if I get elected? Well, I'll give it to you. Wait a minute, you're the clerk. You've been in the clerk's office for over 40 years. You've been the acting elected clerk for the last 12 years. You've handled 6 elections. You just made a statement that I can't do what I say I'm going to do if I get elected? Well, then what's the law, Cheryl? She couldn't answer Vicky. Very, very interesting. So this is what we're up against. And when I say we, I mean you. This radio family, me, her husband and campaign manager, and my wife, who decided to do this for the people of Antrim County. Restore election integrity. That's it. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how badly they want to keep their power. This is absolutely, the reason why we need to be involved in politics. This is exactly why we need to be in politics. The corruption that takes place in these people, once they've been in office for so long, is amazing. We have a clerk, graduated high school on a Friday night. Monday morning, she was at the county building in the clerk's office as the receptionist counterperson. She would greet people as they came in and needed to do something with the clerk's office. She was in that position for like 28 years before finally her mentors, the previously elected county clerks, decided not to run for re-election and retire. And because she had been there the longest with the most seniority, they endorsed her and she ran unopposed and was elected to be Antrim County Clerk, I believe 12 years ago. She then ran the elections in this county. Again, 6 elections. The most famous one, of course, was 2020, where she screwed up and admitted publicly that she had committed human error. She put us in the headlines. There was a lawsuit filed by Bill Bailey. Matt DiPerno was his attorney. Kevin Elsenheimer was the judge. A forensic audit was ordered and allowed by Judge Elsenheimer. I have an unredacted copy of that report of that forensic audit. Without tampering with her equipment, they were able to replicate the activity on that computer system 2 weeks before, during, and after the election. We saw exactly what Cheryl Guy did. She deleted the election because it was screwed up because of her. She admitted it at a county commissioner's meeting. We have the video of it. Christian Marcus, then Antrim County Commissioner, pressed her and pressed her hard. Who deleted the election? Cheryl Guy, well, you have to understand there was mistakes made. There was human error. We had it wrong. We had to fix it. That's not what I'm asking, Cheryl. Christian Marcus continued. Who deleted the information? Who deleted the election? Well, you see, it had to be fixed, and it was wrong, and we realized it was wrong, so we did what we had to do in order to fix it. It's not what I said. I said, who deleted it? I did, said Cheryl Guy. I deleted it. Folks, that's a felony. The sheriff at the time, Dan Bean, wouldn't investigate it. The prosecutor, Jim Rossiter at the time, who's, by the way, he waited until after the primary election, was on the ballot to be reelected, just announced a couple of weeks ago he's not going to fill his term as elected. He's going to retire, preventing us from finding an attorney to run against him in the primary on August 6th to defeat him in that primary. He waited, and now the county is stuck without a prosecutor. Thanks a lot, Jim Rossiter. Well, he wouldn't look into what Cheryl Guy did. The sheriff wouldn't look into it. This is the most corrupt county when it comes to elections in Michigan. We are almost as bad as Wayne County. That's how bad it is up here in northern Michigan. And this woman wants to come out of retirement and run a write-in campaign against Vicky. So again, she can then re-retire and have the county election committee replace her with her endorsed candidate. She wants to handpick her replacement, is the bottom line. And she does not want the vote of the people to replace her. She wants to replace herself. Why? Because she's totally afraid of what Vicky may find in that building, in her files. And being Vicky, she'll let the public know about it. She will absolutely fix the problems that Cheryl Guy has created and allowed to happen in this county for years. You all know Tristan Cole, state representative from this area for 6 years. He told me personally that Cheryl Guy has screwed up every election she's ever been in charge of. In one way, shape, or another, she has screwed it up. Do you know we were the last county to get absentee ballots this year in the August 6th primary? We didn't get our absentee ballots until I think it was July 14th. They were supposed to be sent out, folks, per election laws on June 22nd. As humanly as possible, mailed out on June 22nd or the following Monday, because it happened to land on a Saturday. And some clerks didn't work on the weekends, which is understandable. So if you didn't get it out on Saturday, June 22nd, you got it out on Monday, June 24th. Cheryl Guy didn't get ours out until July 14th. That Sunday, she finally had everything done, and they were mailed out on Monday. Oh, and by the way, how many of you have already certified your elections by your board of canvassers? Antrim County still has not certified our elections from last Tuesday. They won't have it done, they said, until Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Wayne County, Michigan has already certified their canvass election. They did it on Friday at 4:06 p.m. Totally incompetent clerk.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Going to wrap up this story, this real world that we're living in. Don, listener from Wham Radio territory. He's in Central Lake visiting your beautiful county. Yes, it is a beautiful county indeed. Downstate Kim, I believe Miss Vicky being Antrim County Clerk is important not only for the good of Antrim County, but also for the rest of us Michiganders who are concerned about election integrity. The more Cheryl Guy pushes back against Vicky, the dirtier she looks, in my opinion. May God bless and protect both of you. Well, here's the disturbing part of what we're hearing. Been contacted already this morning. Somebody has told us that Cheryl Guy is running around the building bragging about some heavy hitters that are working with her to do this writing campaign against Vicky. I'm absolutely convinced one of them is Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat Secretary of State. Heavy hitters? Oh, yeah. And this is going to be a complete smear campaign against me, Vicky's husband. Has nothing to do with Vicky, just the fact that she's married to me. And I'm so controversial. And I hold elected officials accountable. And I have the evidence against Cheryl Guy and what she did in the 2020 election. So because of her being married to me, they're going to do a smear campaign on her, us, and try to convince people in Antrim County to write in Cheryl Guy's name. Folks, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't spend $250,000 on this campaign. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't send out those little rubber band bracelets, write in Cheryl Guy for clerk and spell her name correctly. or pass out stickers, something to that effect. This will be a massive, massive campaign on her part. Will she prevail? God only knows. But if she thinks that she's going to smear us and that we won't counterattack, she doesn't know my wife. The truth will be the truth. And if it is the truth, you swing hard. That's what Gary Glenn taught us years ago. Randy, if it's a lie, don't say it. If it's the truth, swing hard. Because the truth is the truth, and that is the truth. So you want to fight? You want to try to attack? Bring it. We have the evidence. We have the facts. You, Cheryl Guy, broke election laws and should have been investigated and prosecuted back in 2020. And because the good old boy club over there, the Sheriff Bean, who, by the way, retired early, had his under-sheriff appointed by who? Cheryl Guy, Judge Hayes, and the prosecutor, Rossiter, who is retiring. I want to know really why Rossiter is retiring. But that's a whole nother topic. Before the end of the year, Cheryl Guy, if elected by the writing campaign, gets to retire and appoint her replacement with the county treasurer and Judge Roy Hayes, who hates me and Vicky and spoke about us at the last county commissioners meeting right before the election. How did that work out for him? Not so good. She came in first place, beating her candidate by 14% of the vote. And they can't stand that. So, you guys are going to listen to the information as it comes in. And if you know anybody in Antrim County, you need to tell them this information. She wants to handpick a replacement. That's the bottom line. And she wants to make dang sure Vicky never is the clerk of Antrim County. Well, we'll see and continue to keep you updated as we go forward. Brett Gooding says if he loses his recount, he might consider doing a write-in campaign for Emmett County Commissioner. He won the election fair and square by one vote. Now let's see what kind of games they play. No, sorry, Rick. He says you shouldn't be talking about this on the air. You're giving them ideas on how to possibly swing the vote in a write-in campaign. No, no, no. We want people to know about the write-in campaign. We want them to know that she's coming out of retirement to do this. How dirty she is, how she'll do anything to stay in power. And we'll find out who's backing her. These heavy hitters? Oh, yeah, we'll find out. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.